From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. 2,000 U.S. Marines are due in Haiti today as hungry, thirsty people without shelter become ever more desperate after last week's earthquake. There are reports of looting, some violence, and rotting bodies being burned in the streets. As difficult as the conditions are in the capital, Port-au-Prince, an even more devastating picture is now just starting to emerge from communities elsewhere. NPR's Jackie Northam went to the town of Laogan and tells us what she saw.
This is about 40 miles west of the capital, Port-au-Prince, and is very close to the epicenter of the quake. I went in with rescue teams from Iceland and the UK, and these are the first teams that were able to get into this area. And I have to say, it was devastated. The assessment team had gone in there, and they determined that 80% of the buildings in Laogan were gone. They were destroyed. So you can imagine the difficulty in trying to negotiate these roads and trying to figure out where there could possibly still be some people alive trapped under the rubble.
That's NPR's Jackie Northam in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai says security in Kabul has been restored after a series of suicide attacks by Taliban militants on government targets. At least 5 people have been killed. A series of explosions preceded outbreaks of sustained gunfire. The Turkish gunman who tried to kill Pope John Paul II in 1981 was released from jail today. He's promised to shed light on whether the papal assassination attempt was an international plot and who was behind it. Here's NPR's Sylvia Poggioli with more from Rome.
Mehmet Ali Agca waved to reporters as he left a prison near Ankara. A week ago, he said he would answer all questions about the murder attempt 28 years ago. Arrested minutes after the attack, he said he acted alone. He later claimed it was a KGB plot involving the Bulgarian secret services, but in court he retracted the claim. In a statement released by his lawyer today, Agca revived his courtroom ravings, declaring, "I proclaim the end of the world. I am the Christ eternal." John Paul met Agca in his Rome jail cell and forgave him. In 2000, Agca was pardoned and returned to Turkey to serve a 10-year prison term for murdering a Turkish newspaper editor in 1979. The Vatican foreign minister at the time of the attack, Cardinal Achille Silvestrini, said in an interview that Pope John Paul was convinced the plot was hatched in the Soviet bloc. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
President Obama will spend much of Martin Luther King Jr. Day in a community service project and other events focused on the slain civil rights leader's legacy. Yesterday, the president campaigned for Massachusetts Democrat Martha Coakley, who appears to be in a tight race with Republican Scott Brown, to fill the Senate seat left vacant by the death of Edward Kennedy. This is NPR News. It's down to 4 teams in the National Football League playoffs. In the NFC, the Minnesota Vikings will play the New Orleans Saints for the right to go to the Super Bowl. In the AFC, the Indianapolis Colts will host the New York Jets. Yesterday, the Jets upset one of the league's championship contenders. NPR's Tom Goldman has more.
New York Jets head coach Rex Ryan is a big man with a big, colorful personality. So when he labeled his team Super Bowl favorites as the postseason started, many dismissed it with a chuckle. The Jets are laughing now. After a stunning 17-14 win over the San Diego Chargers yesterday, it was New York's second straight playoff victory as the visiting team. The keys? More hard-nosed defense. The best I've played against this year, said San Diego running back LaDainian Tomlinson. Plus 2 rookies, quarterback Mark Sanchez and running back Sean Green, playing like, well, not rookies. It also helped that the Chargers, winners of 11 straight up to yesterday, made lots of mistakes, including 3 missed field goals by all-pro kicker Nate Kading. A win next week over the Colts and the Jets are in the Super Bowl, said Ryan yesterday. Here we come. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
The 3D science fiction movie Avatar won Best Drama at the Golden Globes last night. Jeff Bridges won a dramatic acting prize for his role in the country music story Crazy Heart. He said his dad, the late actor Lloyd Bridges, encouraged him.
Me being a young kid, you know, you don't want to do what your parents want you to do. I said, no. He said, oh, come on, it's fun, let's go. So glad I listened to your dad, finally paid attention.
Sandra Bullock picked up a dramatic acting prize for The Blind Side. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.